Stop turning feeling into fact. Hey, Spartans, it's Dr. L here, Chief Mind Doc for Spartan Mind, part of the Spartan Up podcast family, where every Wednesday I bring to you intention and purpose in clearing that junk out of your mind so that you can show up in your life in the way that you're looking to. So today we're talking about what's called emotional reasoning. Emotional reasoning is what we call a cognitive distortion, right? So basically a negative and distorted way of thinking. And emotional reasoning is when you turn feeling into fact. So I'm going to give you two really easy examples of this. One is you're at a business meeting and all of a sudden you're feeling a little bit in doubt about yourself and the feeling of insecurity comes up. And in your head, the thought begins to be, gee, I feel stupid. Well, then I feel turns into I am, and you begin to say to yourself, I am stupid, right? Or let's say you just signed up for your first Spartan race and doubt is beginning to sort of flood your world a little bit, and you have that feeling again of insecurity or uncertainty, and it's, I feel like I'm not going to be able to complete the race. Then I feel turns into I am, and you begin to believe I'm not going to complete the race. So that's what's called emotional reasoning. It's when we feel something, but we turn it into fact. And it's problematic because often we can feel things, but they aren't necessarily a fact. I'll give you another example. I do not like flying in planes. And when I'm in a plane, I feel like it's going to drop out of the sky. Has it ever? No. Will it ever? Probably not. But if I were to say, well, I feel like it's going to, so it is going to, and that amplifies and puts me into a panic attack situation, that's emotional reasoning. And it's not super helpful, right? Because then for 2 hours on the plane, I'm a nervous wreck when nothing's going to happen. So emotional reasoning is something that you really want to be aware of when you're trying to clear the junk out of your head. Because if you begin to turn feeling into fact, you're going to put yourself in a position to experience greater anxiety, greater worry, low self-esteem, levels of inadequacy, and then you're not going to show up really in the way that you want to. So one of the best ways to get out of emotional reasoning is to name it, is to just understand and to put a dialogue around when a feeling is a feeling. So for me, for example, when I'm on a plane and I start to feel like it's dropping out of the sky, I very easily say to myself, I'm having the feeling that the plane is going to drop out of the sky versus the plane is dropping out of the sky, right? I'm identifying it as a feeling. Or let's say you're at the starting line of that Spartan race, right? And the gun's about to go off or whatever they do in the beginning. I forget if it's a gun or not. And you say to yourself, I feel like I'm not going to be able to complete the race. Then correct it and say, I'm having the feeling that I'm not going to be able to complete the race. Do you see that just little distinction? It just identifies it as a feeling rather than turns it into a fact. And that's a very simple way to really break that pattern of emotional reasoning. Because again, feeling is not necessarily fact. And if you continue to believe that, you're going to put yourself in a position where you are not going to move forward with intention in the way that you want to. So quit the emotional reasoning, work on that dialogue in your head, and you'll begin to just let a feeling be a feeling. If you like what you hear, spread the word. Tell your friends, subscribe and review on iTunes, or comment on YouTube. Then come tell us what you think. We're on Twitter @SpartanUpPod or Instagram @SpartanUpPodcast.